Welcome to the fourth week of Lent, a time when we get to prepare ourselves for Easter by remembering the life and the teachings of our Lord Jesus. We're going to be reading from the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 through 25, when Jesus calms a storm. One day, he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out, and they sailed. He fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and waters, and they obey him?" We want to reflect on this scripture by asking three questions. Question number one, what does God want me to understand about his character? Question number two, what does Jesus want me to believe about the power of his word? And question number three, what does the Holy Spirit want me to do today in light of what I've heard? In light of what we read and these questions that we're reflecting on, we'd like to also give some time to prayer. Will you pray with me? God, we pause. We thank you for your word. And we know that there are people who are walking through different storms, struggling in different ways. And in the middle of all the struggles, we praise you. We praise you, Jesus, for your presence that is with us through the middle of the storm. We are thankful that the same Jesus who stilled the Sea of Galilee is still the same Jesus who is with us right now, wherever we are. God, we know that you have all authority over all creation, over the winds and the waves, over sickness, over everything. You have authority over death. Death could not even stop you. And so we recognize that. We recognize the authority that you have in heaven and on earth. And so we look to you and we pray for your help in the middle of the storm. And we ask you, God, to help us. We thank you for your promise to help us. And I just pray for every single person listening as they think about the storms that are surrounding them. May they know that you are with them. May we know right now in a fresh way that you love us and that you care for us deeply. Help us to remember that. And help us remember that because you are for us, nothing can stand against us. In Jesus' name, amen.